This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This week, across New York State, hundreds of healthcare workers protested a new state health department regulation, which mandated that all health workers who have patient contact receive flu vaccinations or lose their jobs. The protesters demanded the right not to have to take either the swine flu or the normal seasonal flu vaccination. Healthcare workers are set to be among the first to receive the vaccine, and many feel they are being treated like experimental lab rats. Nurses' unions, public employee unions, and other healthcare labor groups argue this is a violation of workers' rights. But wait one minute. While polls show that among the public there's widespread skepticism of these vaccinations, this skepticism is not shared by the medical or public health community. The vaccines are safe, and the vast majority of side effects consist of a few sore arms and mild fevers. While effectiveness is still somewhat uncertain, safety is not. The reason healthcare workers are among the first to receive the vaccine is not because they are easy targets for vaccine givers. Rather, our society would be in big trouble if our nurses, doctors, respiratory therapists, and others were so sick they couldn't or shouldn't come to work. It makes sense for a society to decide what people are most crucial to have functioning during a flu outbreak and get them protected. There's a far more important point in this debate. Healthcare workers have a moral and ethical obligation to protect themselves that goes way beyond that of the average citizen. This is not about workers' rights. It's about our duty to our patients and protecting them from a potentially deadly virus. The fact is that healthcare workers are around high-risk people, people vulnerable to dying if they get the flu. There's good data that when nurses who work in nursing homes get immunized with the flu vaccine, fewer patients get the flu and fewer die. The fact is healers sometimes transmit disease as well as cure it. So we have a duty to lower the risk to our patients as much as possible and to be around to care for them when they get sick. In healthcare, there is a fundamental principle: first, do no harm. We have a duty not to place people at undue risk of infection by engaging in common sense infection control. Healthcare workers shouldn't be allowed to declare their personal freedoms when doing so would place people's lives at risk. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.